Good morning. 8:36 here on the Mighty 690, getting into our segment here with Coffeeville reawakening a little early, but that's okay. We got a lot to talk about because Dalton Defender Day is coming up, all sorts of good stuff. Good morning, Denise York. How are you?
Morning, James. Very good.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and we got a nice, another pleasant early fall day coming up on the way. Going to have some good weather this weekend, so that is always good. So, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a big weekend, and we got lots of events going up. So where do you want to start?
We do. Well, so let's start with Dalton
okay.
Days, because that's the big one coming up. Friday and Saturday this weekend. I think you may have more information than I do on when the actual reenactments
are. Yes, times and everything. And I am going to be out there. I'll have to double check, but I think it's Friday night is we're going to be doing a remote over there, and I'll get some of the details on that. But basically, yeah, it's going to kick off on Friday, tomorrow, starting at 4 to 9 is when it's going on tomorrow. And I saw that they were already setting up kind of the fake facade sort
right.
of thing to make
yep.
it look like an Old West town, which is cool.
Yep, they're getting ready.
Yep, so there's going to be vendors, food and crafts starting at 4, kids games, a rock wall. Square dances on the plaza. We did have this in our community calendar, so they will have that between 5 and 5:45. So there'll be square dancing announcements between 5:45 and 6:15, and then the reenactment, the Friday reenactment, will be 6:30 to 7. It's a half hour long there. Afterwards, there's going to be a band. It's Rick Cook and the Seminole Band. And then bingo from 7 to 9.
Oh, bingo. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That was a big event on Friday.
What about the square dancing? You have your partner
yes,
and all
yes.
ready to go?
And we had I had a flyer here, and it's runoff as usual. But yeah, it is going to be we got out there on the door there. But yeah, they have the square dancing on the plaza, and then they're putting on a separate square dancing event as well, and we've got those on our community calendar. So yeah, that's on Friday.
And the museum's open Friday
okay,
also.
Okay. So do you have the hours offhand for that?
So normally we're open till 4 o'clock, but we may extend the hours if there's people downtown. So we're still figuring that one out too.
Sure.
So I mean, we're not going to lock the doors if there's people coming in.
Yes.
So, yeah.
No, that's great. And I think my folks are in town, so we may hit the museum up this afternoon and check that out. You're going to be open, right?
We are going to be
okay.
open. Yes.
Good deal.
So.
Yeah, we may check that out. I saw you had the banner up.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to thank the city.
Yeah.
City crews came and put up the sign that basically says, here's Adult Museum, where before it was a little confusing. You know, most when you go on the websites and travel sites, they have the old address. So we get people calling
yeah.
the museum all the time. Are you open today? Yeah, we're open. Well, I'm here and the door's locked. Well, you're not in the right space.
So that you're planning to leave that up there?
Yes.
Oh, great.
Yep.
Good deal.
Yep.
I just didn't know if it was maybe just for the event, but that's a good deal.
No, we've needed signage up there for a while. You know, that it's been confusing.
Yes,
time.
I hear you. So then on Saturday, a couple of days from now, they're going to get started at 9 o'clock, going to go 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., there's going to be vendors, crafts, kids games, a general store. There's a car show on 9th Street as well. Some off-road trucks, cornhole tournament, and a mechanical bull. And then at 9:30, between 9:30 and 9:45, CCC Choir is going to be out. And between 10 and 11, Dale and Brent Biltner will be performing, I think. And between 11 and 11:30 is the first reenactment of on Saturday. Native dancers will follow that, 11:30 to noon, and then noon to 1:30, there's going to be the Straight Away Band playing, and 1:30 to 2 is Miss Kate's Court, 2 to 3:30 is Black Roads Band. A chili cook-off will happening. We also, sometimes during this event, there's some concurrent things going on.
Right.
1:30 to 2:30, and then 2:30 to 3:30, turtle races.
That's fun.
So I am familiar with turtle races in northern Minnesota. There's a place we go that where they do that. So I'll be very interested to see.
Okay. So
how
go look for your
here.
Turtle.
Yeah.
Yep.
So do you have to bring your own?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. So you got to travel the back roads and find
see.
One. And the thing about turtles, when you find them, take them back to remember where you found them and take them back because that's where they live.
Sure.
They're
That's their environment.
Right.
When northern Minnesota, what they do, it's this town that has, they have a turtle race every Wednesday and during the summer.
Yeah.
So it's a big tourism thing because that's their only part, only economic, you know, area.
The turtle race.
Is tourism. So what they do is they have two concentric circles. So one is the start circle and then the outer circle. And so but they provide the turtles. So go pick your own, you pick your turtle, you put it in there. And then they play music, and the first turtle that crosses happens to wander, you know, across the line wins, and you get Chamber of Commerce dollars to spend at local businesses.
Is there any betting going on?
No, I don't know betting, no betting. But and then
big
they
tourism business,
now, of course,
right?
You have to remember too, the lead up to the actual races is probably about 2 hours, you know, of chicken dances and all this stuff. It's a whole thing. It's every single week during the summer.
Well, you know what? Maybe next year you can sponsor something along those lines.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway, back to the actual schedule here. Another reenactment from 3 to 3:30 in the afternoon. Picture taken with the Dalton Defenders, 3:30 to 4. And then a shotgun wedding from 4 to 4:30. Little Miss and Mr. Defenders, Lost Loot and Chili Cook-Off winners, because they're having those kind of scavenger hunts right now, 4:30 to 5. Another reenactment, 5:30 to 6. And then there is another band, Craig Cook and the Marauders. And then 7:45 to 8 is a big surprise. We don't know what it is. So y'all have to stay tuned for that.
Yeah, be there, yep.
See whatever the big surprise is.
And then on top of that, the Daylight Defenders Lions Club, they have an annual pancake feed.
Yes.
At First Baptist Church, Saturday from 7 to 10:30. It's $5 for a ticket. There's pancake, sausage, coffee, juice, or milk. And then the proceeds for this will go to the Midland Theater.
Yeah.
So that's always a good deal. And bring your old eyeglasses.
Eyeglasses.
To recycle.
And we'll be giving away tickets for that today and tomorrow.
Okay, fantastic.
So we've been doing that all week, so we have a few more to give away today and tomorrow. So get your trivia. Or it's trivia. We had Midland Theater trivia yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And then today we'll have maybe a few of those Midland questions and then some questions about the history of the Lions Club.
Great. Yeah, I know. I mean, it's a great thing that they do, and they're always promoting some local, you know, Midland or aviation, whatever.
Sure. So, and yeah. Speaking of the Midland, any real updates on this week and just progress
is continuing. Yes, we were in there the other day, and it's just amazing how far we came, and it's looking really great. You know,
good.
So, looking forward to that. Let's see. First Baptist movie night is Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Can't remember the movie.
Sure,
but,
that's
all
right.
Check that out too. Yeah. So. And then next Tuesday, this is huge. Don't forget this, the Dalton Defenders Day Marching Band Festival.
Yes.
And I think we've got 12 bands in. It's an all-day deal up at the stadium. So, I mean, you don't have to go for all day, but, you know, go for a couple hours or something. And really, let's support, you know, Dr. Wiggins in this first annual.
Yeah, there'll be food trucks, and I mean, there's going to be some higher ups in the marching band world. I know Dr. Frank Trace from K-State is going to be there, and if you're a Wildcat, you know the Pride of Wildcat Land and their band, and he's a pretty big deal in the world of marching bands.
Okay, well, so. Yeah, I plan to go up for a little while anyway, and I mean, it should be a really really nice day.
Oh yeah, I'm a big fan of marching bands. It's always really really cool to see him.
And then just a few things we've got coming up in the future, you know, past this weekend. I mean, there's always something to do, hops around town, you know, be the following weekend. And then going into November, you know, we have the Spooktacular, match day for CACF, and then Christmas on the Plaza. So we'll have a lot more information on those as time goes on.
Sure. No, it's a very busy weekend coming up. Last weekend was a busy one.
It was,
you know, we had the Native American Unity Gathering, we had the Hispanic Heritage Celebration, and then we had Cruise Night, and then I even went up to Wilson County for Old Iron Days up there. So, you know, it was a very busy one. So
yeah.
We had a ton of events last weekend, a lot of events this weekend, and then we're rolling right into October.
Right. Yep,
is just it's going to crank it up just a little more.
It will. Get out there and support the community, right? That's all we ask.
Yes.
And volunteers. Always looking for volunteers.
Always looking for volunteers. Yep. All right, Denise, anything else you want to share?
I don't think I have anything else today.
Good deal.
So.
Good deal. That is perfect. We are looking forward to another big weekend. I'll be out there. Again, we'll have that remote on KUSN, I believe. I'll double check on that. And I'll be out there tomorrow afternoon and evening.
Okay. We'll see you there.
All right. Denise, you're at Coffeeville Reawakening. Thank you so much for coming on the program today.
Thank you, sir.
All right. And we'll be back with Open Line moments away here on the Mighty 690.